Excuse me. Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. I would now like to call the Sussex County Board of Adjustments meeting to order. And before I call for the approval of the agenda, I have something that I would like to say. And this is for the applicants. When you came in, excuse me, and filled out an application, and in your packet, there was papers for the filling out for the standards for granting of a variance. And when you come up to the podium tonight, you're going to be asked to address them. So I would ask that you to be prepared. The next thing, Madam Secretary, when they did come in and file an application, were they given a copy of these?
Yes, it's all attached to the actual application. So when they come in to apply, they're gone over, the application's gone over with them, and then they're told at the end of the application that it's stapled to the standards for granting a variance or special use. And they're told to look over them and answer them more than just a yes or no.
Okay. Okay, thank you. So again, I would appreciate that for all the applicants. Okay, thank you. Now we'll move on. Next, we'll have the approval of the agenda. Are there any additions or corrections at this time? Under old business, yeah.
Oh, the old business, Mr. Chairman, I'd have to make a motion. We table the old business. I had a little bit longer time to look at this.
Okay, until our next regular meeting.
Next regular meeting, yes.
Mr. Workman, I think what we should probably do for a matter of course is if we're going to talk about the old business, we should have those perhaps moved to the beginning of the agenda, discussed. This is just for the approval of the agenda as it's set up.
Okay.
So moved.
Okay. Do I have a second then to the approval of the agenda?
Second.
Okay, I have a motion by Mr. Mills and a second by Mr. Workman that we approve this evening's revised agenda. All those in favor of the motion, give the usual voting sign.
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. All opposed? Motion carried. Next, we'll have the approval of the minutes and the finding of the facts of our April the 15th meeting.
So moved.
Second.
I have a motion by Mr. Mills and a second by Mr. Hudson that we approve the minutes and the finding of the facts of our April the 15th meeting. Again, all those in favor of the motion, give the usual voting sign.
Aye.
Aye.
All opposed? Motion carried. Mr. Chart.
Mr. Chairman, did you want to do the old business? Is that what the motion was, to do the old business before we get to the new ones?
Yes.
Perhaps we should address those two cases first before we move on to the public hearings.
Okay. Now then we'll go to you again, Mr. Workman.
Mr. Chairman, motion. We table these cases to the next regular meeting. Have a chance to look at it.
Okay. Do you have a second to that motion?
Second.
Okay. I have a motion by Mr. Workman and a second by Mr. Hudson that we table our both cases under old business until our next regular meeting.
And that's case number 11197 and case number 11203.
That is correct.
Is that correct, Mr. Workman?
Yes.
Okay. Again, all those in favor of the motion, give the usual voting sign.
Aye.
Aye. All opposed? The motion carried. Then we'll be tabling case number 11197, 11203 until our next regular meeting on June the 3rd. Now, Mr. Sharp.
And I guess for the benefit of those here this evening, if you were here for a case under old business, that's been tabled until June the 3rd. This is